views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I am excited to be here today, and it's the spring equinox, the first day of spring. And I just love that feeling in the air. You know, days are getting longer. There's beautiful, colorful flowers out now. The daffodils, tulips are coming up. All sorts of beautiful colors in people's gardens start now. And I love this time of year. It's beautiful in Seattle. I hope it's beautiful where everybody else is. So today I have two guests. Saba Tekel is a publisher, best-selling author, mentor, and public speaker. She was the creator, co-author, and publisher of 20 Beautiful Women that was featured in the Huffington Post and the D-List magazine. And also with us is Danita Austin, and she is also one of the co-authors in 20 Beautiful Women, and she also has a second book coming out this year. She inspires, enlightens, and engages countless individuals to live their best self possible. She is also host on a radio show, The Hidden Cove, which airs every Sunday. She has 10 years experience as a yoga teacher and has taught several high-profile clients and provided her services in universities and organizations as well as chiropractic offices. So welcome, Saba and Danita. Glad to have you on the show.
Oh, we're glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Saba, I'm going to start with you because you were the publisher of this book, and I think maybe the inspiration to get it started. I'm not sure. But what drew you to bring these stories together in this book, 20 Beautiful Women? It's they're beautiful stories from 20 different women who've gone, you know, had life experiences. So what brought you to compile this book together and tell these stories?
For many reasons. For one, a lot of life changes and, you know, experiences that I've been through, the way that I've gotten through them was through books. And it was books from, like, Yana Von Font, Lisa Nicole, you know, all these great women that were so courageous to share their story. One thing I knew, even though my story started to change, meaning I went from, you know, negative life that was really painful to, you know, finding my peace, passion, and purpose, I knew that my story, even though I feel like you can only reach certain women, I knew that other women's story can also reach, you know, an audience or demographic I couldn't. And it's all about relating through our stories because it's how I was able to break through. So that was really the background of why I put it together.
Well, great. Well, tell us a little bit about your story. I know in reading your chapter in the book, you know, how you overcame your life struggles and what you were dealing with as a young woman.
Yeah, I had to dig really deep to figure out what was, like, the, you know, like, the seed through a lot of the pains that I've been through, and it was from my father passing away. And although, you know, him passing away was hurtful enough, we dealt with so much from, like, our community, and it I can't really put into words for all the experience that I, all the emotions that I experienced, but I knew that was, like, the seed of a lot of pains that I've experienced. And I recognized later after healing, I guess I could just recognize the power of it. And, but really my story is just about dealing with, grief and judgment. And, I can't think of what else, but that was the basis of my story.
Mm-hmm. And you had moved to Atlanta and you've lived in LA and you were a model. I mean, I remember reading on your website, what I sense is just living a life that didn't feel authentic to you, being down there in LA amongst all the, and you know, you hear about amongst all, you know, famous people and just finding a life very, you know, what was your purpose? And tell us a little bit how you how you got through that.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how much of people try to tell you what life's about, and you learn it from experience. It's nothing about it. So my community or people that I hung around with at the time, you know, kind of encouraged this kind of lifestyle, being a model or being a video model or, you know, living it. Once you have this, you're happy. And it's kind of like we're sold this story, and I couldn't buy it. Like, I was deeply unhappy. I was living that life and finding myself only happy when I knew that someone would either be jealous or that someone else would want what I want. So that was like this false sense of happy that I was feeling. And I felt so disconnected to that. And what I learned later was it was my ego. And I learned about the ego, and I learned about how purposeless I was living my life. So it just happened. It just took me on a journey. So through all that pain, through all that, you know, finding out that I wasn't happy with all the things that I had and the things that I was doing, it just took me on a journey to where I am now, finding my peace from those circumstances and finding my purpose, which is to help people kind of open their eyes about all of that, you know. And, yeah.
Yeah, there's kind of this illusion that we think everybody has it's greener on the other side of the fence. And, oh, you were a model, all the things you did, life must be great. And, you know, the reality is it's not necessarily so when you get there.
Yeah, it's different for everyone. I think that there's some people that may be genuinely happy in that, you know, that area. And I'm okay, you know, I never want to bash or say that there's anything wrong with any industry. It's just sometimes we need to figure out what's for us. And usually you find that through your pain, and you'll find yourself on a different path, but we have to be comfortable taking that path, a different path, and be open to a different possibility. And our joy and our we'll find our purpose, and what we're really meant to is what we connect to it, and we're happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to move to Danita and hear about her story. And in your book, you talk about a self-love journey. And how you were bullied and how to find your self-confidence.
Sure. I think everyone has a journey that they actually go on, you know, as far as a childhood and going into adulthood. And my story in the book was about my self-love journey of being bullied and picked on as a kid and basically trying to get through those struggles growing up and how to basically build my confidence and my self-esteem. And I had to go through quite a few trials and struggles in life just to understand who I was as a person and trying to build that confidence within myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, because it's a huge issue about kids in school bullying others and being bullied. And what would you recommend, well, for parents who are dealing with, you know, trying to help their kids, but also for, you know, the teens that are going through it? What advice would you give them that might help them get through it?
Well, I think that a lot of adults don't understand that some kids are not willing to speak about it because they're embarrassed. So they don't want to talk to a counselor or a teacher or their parent. They don't want to do that because they don't feel comfortable. And I think that maybe if we had more of, if we had this topic in school that we're actually talking about it to the actual students, then they probably would feel more comfortable coming forward to discuss it. I think that would probably help out. And I know that when I was growing up, I didn't have those options at all.
No. And it makes me think like perhaps there's some, you know, peer to peers, like people who have been bullied helping others when they're seeing, you know, for them to speak up when they see somebody else being bullied, to reach out and say, hey, I know what you're going through. I've been bullied too, and hold their hand, because I don't think probably that happens, because when they're probably, like you say, the person doesn't, they don't talk about being bullied, but those who have been might feel a little shy to, you know, bring it out in the other person. But that could be a big help for kids, teens, and that are going through this.
They don't really discuss it in school. I think they should more.
Yes. And we had a teen panel at our conference this year. And one of the girls, she's 15 years old, and she's starting a website because, well, and it kind of was for she's gone through a lot of kids in school had committed suicide, but it relates to bullying. And she realized that she came to school one day and the girl next to her and her, I don't know, you know, whatever class it was, had committed suicide over the weekend. And she just thought, if I had just reached out and said hello to her, I saw no one talk to her, you know, and it's kind of those rude awakenings when finally that comes out, like, oh, wow, if I maybe just reached out. Here's someone who, you know, had it so bad that they actually, and that's happening, you know, the teenage suicide rate. And it's just, people are, it's to allow them, if we could set up some sort of structure where there's a place where they can, an openness to talk and have those. One of the things I want to do is bring talking circles to schools for girls where they can, you know, feel safe to share these things.
Yeah, I think it's healthy to do that. And I also think that a lot of the kids are just afraid, like I said before. And if someone is creating a platform for them to share how they're really feeling, they probably would be able to build the confidence to speak about it.
Yeah, and it's even self-confidence is an issue for everyone. I mean, even people who we think are self-confident inside, especially with young people, it's not always the case inside us.
Yeah.
People can look self-confident in what's really going on because we don't share it. We're vulnerable. We don't want to share that we're not really feeling self-confident. And so there's that issue too. And realizing that we all go through this. Even big, great leaders have vulnerabilities and are scared of things and are dealing with things in their life. And we don't see that. We just see the image that's put out there. And so, so it's I mean, that's one of the things about having a book like this is sharing, even though it's probably more for adults, but it's sharing these stories so other people see, oh, there's someone there out there like me going through the same things. Yeah. Well, this is Christine, as you're listening to Voices of Women. We'll take a short break and come back and talk more with Saba Tekel and Danita Austin.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Di Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking with the co-authors of 20 Beautiful Women, Saba Tekel and Danita Austin. So, Saba, let's start. I would love for you to share what you feel it means to be a beautiful woman.
So, yeah, I define a beautiful woman as a woman that will share her story so another woman won't feel alone. A beautiful woman is peaceful. She has made peace with her past. A beautiful woman is passionate. She's on fire with a strong desire to change the world. And a beautiful woman is purposeful. She knows why she was born, and she does what she was created here to do.
Well, that sounds like a real journey to get there, too. What do you, I could see where people, well, I don't feel that. I guess I'm not a beautiful woman. But the fact that I always think everybody has a story, and we need to realize how important our story is. And share that. After 20 years of Woman of Wisdom, I think we're healing this and getting through this. But I remember the first 10 years or so that women would feel very vulnerable and wouldn't feel comfortable sharing their story. But if somebody did, there was always stories in every workshop that we do. There's always a place for women to tell their story. And so those that are feeling more vulnerable, when they hear another woman's story, they realize, oh, I'm not alone. I didn't know somebody else felt that way. And it gives them permission to tell their story. Do you find that?
Yeah, of course. It not only allows permission, it allows, I don't know, for me, the beginning of healing was like, literally like the gateway was knowing I wasn't alone. And then all of a sudden, I felt an ounce of healing. Just like I wasn't targeted. It wasn't just me. And somehow, we in society where we're learning how to keep things from each other, like literally how good everyone's pretty good at keeping things from each other so well that you would think it's just you going through things. And if we continue to live like this, how are we supposed to know that we're not alone? How are we supposed to help each other through these things? How are we supposed to open up and be real? You know, it's realness. Everyone goes through something. Everyone goes through things, and I've learned that. And it's like even putting together this project, I went in there only on faith because I just had a feeling. I mean, I started to notice things, and I started to collect some things, and I was like, wow, you know, it can't just be me. I definitely targeted life coach mentors and speakers because I believe that they have not only have they healed, they're taking another step and walking in their purpose because I do feel like we do find our pain through our purpose. So with that regard, I just think it's powerful. We have to share. Yes, it gives permission. More so, it allows healing to begin.
Yes, and yeah, it gives other people permission. And so that takes a little bit of courage.
Well, courage, we get courage. So seeing someone being so courageous to share it, of course you're always going to feel like, wow, not only, what also tends to happen is that you tend to see that people have been through worse things than you. And then you minimize what you go through. Then sometimes when you minimize, the courage comes. You know, there's no story that are alike. Everyone's story is different. Some of them we may look at was worse or better, depending on this, our limited perception. But from a greater perception, I mean, it really doesn't matter what you've been through. It's just the fact that if you've been through it, we should help each other all get through it.
Yeah, to help. Yeah, reach out finally have sort of reached the other side of the healing aspect, that I think one of the things as we have healed in our journey is that we reach out to help others, that we give back. Yeah. And what has your experience with that in giving back?
It's amazing. I feel like it's reaching not just women here, like in America, it's reaching women internationally. It's giving us, inspiration to act on, you know, on our pains and seeing that purpose. Act on our pains means actually physically heal it and find our purpose through it and take action in helping another woman and feeling empowered by our story. So that's what I've been seeing, women being empowered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's very, it's fulfilling to take the next step to help others and to see other people begin to see how beautiful they are. That must give you a lot of sense of fulfillment in your purpose of, you know, of having made this book.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Well, Danita, let's hear a little bit about your sense of about being a beautiful woman and how you found the courage to share your story.
I think that I would have to agree with Saba. She actually gave a lot of women a voice to share their story, to share how they were feeling, and to be able to be vulnerable. And I think that you mentioned this earlier, is, you know, some people are afraid of being vulnerable. They don't want people to see them, and they don't want to be judged. And I can personally understand that because I definitely was one of those people, one of those individuals. So I will say that for her to create a platform for me to share my story definitely gave me voice, and I'm so grateful for that. My story that I share in the book, I kept it with me for so long. So to be able to share that with the world and just say that, hey, you know, if you're going through this, you're not alone. I've been through it. I understand. And I'm willing to share my story. So I'm definitely grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, and that takes me back to your story of being bullied, that I would imagine with that, and why the reason not to share it or take so long to share it is the shame you feel with that. Like, did you feel, and because I don't want to, you know, just guess this, but I would think in my situation, I would feel this way, that you caused it. You were the person that, because who you were bullied versus the bullies were wrong.
Yeah, because you're constantly asking yourself, which I'm sure, you know, people have done or young kids have done. It's like, why is this happening to me? And, you know, what did I do wrong? Or, you know, what did I do to deserve this? It must be something I'm doing. And I think a lot of people ask themselves that question, even if they're adults, you know, they're adults that deal with abusive situations and they seem to blame themselves for whatever is happening to them. And it takes time to transition out of that mindset to say, you know, it's really not your fault. It has nothing to do with you. But that requires a lot of growth and time, of course, and some alone time with yourself to really reflect on things and to understand what's going on.
Yeah. And to really realize there's nothing wrong with you. You know, you didn't cause this. We take that on so easily that we're the ones, we were bad. So we're in a way we're being punished. And to, I think that in reading your story, and I know mine too, that place of realizing, wait a minute, you know, I didn't do anything. I'm not at fault. I didn't do anything wrong. And you really strove to find what interesting in your story, you were looking at these people who were bullies, that you saw in them a self-confidence, which might have been a false self-confidence. Cause I don't know that bullies are that, you know, a positive view of self-confidence, but you saw self-confidence and you realized that's what you wanted and that's what you started to create in your life. What were the steps you took to get that?
Well, you mean before or after? You mean actually transitioning after everything as far as getting over everything?
Well, and you talk about transitioning. You saw this and you started to analyze, like, okay, what can I do? And you actually made some steps. What can I do to build my self-confidence?
Yeah. So for me, the main thing was basically spending time alone. And I think that that's another thing too. A lot of us are afraid to spend time alone because we always want to be around someone else. If we're around someone else, we can kind of get lost in their lives and we don't have to deal with our own. So we're afraid to be alone because we listen to all these voices in our head and, you know, we have to be faced with things that we don't want to deal with. So my first challenge was spending time by myself to understand who I was and understanding what I wanted to become, who I wanted to become. Another thing was actually doing things that I actually enjoy, you know, the activities that I wanted to do, not what someone else wanted me to do, or just doing what someone else wanted to make them happy. I actually started doing things that made me happy. So there were definitely a couple of steps to take, but it happened over time. It didn't happen overnight.
Oh yeah, no. This is the process. It doesn't happen overnight. But you started to. I think one of the things is to recognizing and being aware of what is going on and aware how you're feeling and getting clarity in that. And then, like you say, discovering what is it that you love to do. What do you want your life to be? You know, the whole thing of falling into being the victim with the bullies is you're living their life. You know, their expectations out there. And it's that inward. So what you did was this inward journey.
Pretty much. And it took time. Yes, it definitely did. And I think that yoga definitely helped out in that process, because obviously that's alone time because you're meditating and you're trying to do a little bit of soul searching. So that helped out with that process.
Yes, you talked about that, yoga and meditating. And those are two great tools to have that inward journey, to take time for yourself, and yoga being, you know, allowing yourself to be in your body. And because when we're in our body, we can sense our feelings a lot more.
Definitely.
Not hide from them. So, Saba, do you have anything to add to this of steps that you've taken to?
Taking steps, taking that path alone is powerful. Like I said, you know, we listen to too many outside voices telling us, this is what's going to be to make you happy. This is what you need, and this is who you should be. And, you know, and we don't know until we take the path of the outside voices that it's not for us. And it's only when we go alone do we actually start to hear ourselves and what we really want. And even for her to be alone, even during those times, she found her joy, you know, what brings her joy. It's not easy to find what it makes yourself happy when you're so used to listening to everyone around you, society, your culture, I mean, you name it. But it's only when we're alone and do we find who we really are. And we definitely take the path less traveled, and we have to be okay with that.
Yes, feeling comfortable being by yourself. And that's hard sometimes for people. Yes. Well, I appreciate you sharing your stories and what you've done to overcome some of this yourself. It's helpful for people to hear this. So we're going to take another break. This is Christina on Voices of Women, and we will come back and talk more with Saba and Danita.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we're talking with Danita Austin and Saba Tekel. So one of you give out your, let the audience know about your contact information, how they can reach you, your websites, where people could find the book, 20 Beautiful Women, and all that.
So, yeah.
Well, Saba, you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You can go to the CSL. It's called Center for Spiritual Living here in Seattle. Actually, purchase a print book. You can go to East West Bookstore, also at Life Enrichment Bookstore. You can contact me directly at sabatekel.com. Of course, we have, there's the site 20beautifulwomen.com, which you can also reach me at. And my email address is saba@sabatekel.com.
Okay, and that's sabatekle.com. Is your book up on Amazon?
It is.
Yeah, people always can go there. Because the stores that you mentioned, they're in Seattle. So if people are in Seattle, a good place to go is East West Bookshop. And Danita, you want to give your website too?
Sure. It's DanitaAustin.com, and that's DenitaAustin.com. And my email is info@DanitaAustin.com. And all of my information is online.
Great. So, I highly recommend, books like these are very inspiring to read different women's stories, and you've put 20 of them together. And, you know, we can all see something in ourselves in them, and I think that's great, you know, to hear about different women's journeys and what they've gone through and how they've, I think that was kind of the purpose of your book, to see, you know, how did they get through these challenges? Is that correct, Saba?
Yeah,
So it's not just I'm still in it, I'm wallowing in this pain. It's like, how did I move through this? So that other people can learn how to, if they're in similar situations, or how learning from others.
The most important part is each woman is telling their personal testimony on how they went through it. It's not like a teaching, a preachy, here's what you should do. It's no, here's how I did it. And that's what's powerful about the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives people ideas, and it gives you a little boost of courage too. Like, oh, if she could do that, I could do it too.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely.
So why is this healing important? What is it, in particular relating to women? Why are we going, there's just, I feel there's a lot of a need for healing going on, and so much for, women becoming leaders and stepping into their power and all. But let's hear from you.
I think that when women take that step and taking the journey to heal themselves from within, as far as emotionally and mentally and spiritually, once they get on that path of doing that for themselves, they're able to help other women, so they can pass the torch. And that's where it begins, but it begins with themselves first. It's the same thing as saying you can't love someone else unless you love yourself first. You have to take care of yourself before you can spread that love to others.
People don't see it, just to give you that comment, people don't see how much healing, they don't know, you're not going to know until you're healed, that how much living life unhealed affects every area of your life, every relationship that you have, every decision you make. It is the gateway to really becoming who you really want to be, and that's most important. Some people are so afraid to go out of character, or when they do, it's like they feel guilty or whatever. And the best way to be who you are, and that's why I say, being beautiful is being healed, is when you're healed, you're your most beautiful self.
True. And I just had a thought that, you know, are we ever fully healed? I mean, it's a process. It's a whole life journey, because there's always, my sense is, there's always another layer of the onion to peel. And as we grow and learn, you know, and do the healing work, well, life happens and we get triggered again and we go, oh, I thought I dealt with this before. It's just another layer to get to and a deeper level of healing it. And, you know, new things, new situations always pop up, and you know, it's a daily, yearly process throughout our lives, because we're also dealing with things at different times in our lives.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that too. Yeah.
So, but here, what's powerful again about this book, what we try to tackle the most, I would say, is childhood, right? We need to heal from childhood first. I think that's the most important thing. And what you deal with head on, it's not, you're still going to deal with life, you're going to still deal with situations, but you're going to have tools that you can use constantly to apply, and not having to mesh with that old childhood deep-rooted. You're going to deal with things at the surface level, and you can handle it as a new, not even a new person, as the person you truly are, and to deal with that head-on and still have the tools to apply this new stuff. Yes, these things have to be applied over and over again. Actually, I learned something even most recently, because learning is an ongoing process, but this is out of DeBrina's book, The Love Life. In the back of her book, she talks about how to forgiveness has to be every 6 months. See, I didn't know that prior to, and I do recognize sometimes things come up. It's not as intense as before. It's, you know, a few notches down, or more than a few notches, actually. It's like in the one or twos if it's on a scale of 1 to 10. But if it does, I recognize that forgiveness is ongoing. Sometimes you have to relive those, not relive it, you have to revisit what you had forgiven before and forgive them again and forgive yourself again and revisit that conversation. It is ongoing. You have to have tools. You have to have techniques to deal with life. It just is what it is. But yeah, but it's to heal from childhood first, though. Heal from the
most that's where things are rooted, and that's where, you know, our core issues are. And sometimes when you're dealing with something now, if you, it's often really relates to something when you were much younger. It's just triggering it. So if I spend time thinking, well, what did that remind me of when I was 7 years old? Because something is being triggered, and you know, who are they reminding me of? And you get down to working on that level. It's not what happened here today. It's often what happened when you were 7, 8, 2, 3, whatever age. And if you can find that memory and go, oh, how did I feel then? What was going on? You can bring that healing to today and not respond to this issue that happened today. Is probably a very small issue, but it tends to explode and be larger because we're still carrying the baggage of when we were little kids.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's just, you know, it's great too for you to be talking and sharing that, you know, a lot of these issues came up for you and the people in the book of what they happened to them at a young age. And the sooner we deal with it, and I think now, you know, in my age group, we kind of started a little bit late in dealing with this. And there's so much opportunity for people to do it at a younger age now, to get to mature at a younger age. Although, I always think the 20s are just go out there and live life. And, you know, it's kind of like the 30s are a time when you start going inward and reflecting. And yet I'm seeing that in 20-year-olds now, too. I mean, I'm quite impressed with some young people that I've been meeting. But I think it's very individual as to when people start looking at their inner the childhood issues and start dealing with it. It's very individual. It's kind of like when you're ready, when you're finally fed up so much that you've got to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk. What our rock bottom is. We're defining what our rock bottom is, and sometimes we have to hit it. Sorry, go ahead.
The bottom. So let's talk about, and I want to talk about this, and then we'll go into this last segment too with it, about sisterhood, why that is important.
Honestly, I will definitely say that sisterhood is definitely one of my sticking points. I'm super passionate about it. I feel like we need that no matter how old we are. And I know that some people are very strong-minded where, you know, they can tell themselves, well, you know, I can do it all by myself. I don't need anyone. You know, I'm okay. But truth be told, we all need each other. We all need each other for support, for love, to be inspired and to be motivated. So that's what I think of why I think sisterhood is so important, and why we should push more for it.
Yeah. we're lack. It seems as if, and this is, I'm going to say this because I love speaking more things into existence and recognizing what isn't. It seems as if women aren't coming together. It seems as if in society people want to pan out that women can't get along, or women this and women that. When I believe the opposite is true, it's just we have to gather and we have to represent it, and we have to come together to show that what's already been here all along and grow it. Sisterhood is important because we need each other, especially as women. We need each other. There isn't. It's not want. We need each other. And there's just no way around getting around that, if especially supposed to grow and represent ourselves is better, quote unquote, better in society. So it's important.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's getting that support.
Well, I think we need each other more than we let on. We definitely need each other. And I agree with Saba. A lot of people may say, you know, we can't work together, we can't team up and do things. But, you know, when we actually come together, we get better results.
Well, that's true. I mean, I find that a woman of wisdom, because we create our conference, we create an organization in a circle, and it's like a sisterhood. And I find ideas, creativity just expands, you know, versus me coming in with an idea. But when a group of us do it, it's just like amazing putting everybody's ideas together and then supporting everybody too in making something happen and recognizing everyone's gifts. I think sometimes we get a little competitive, like, oh, they've got that gift. I don't have that. I don't fit in. I don't have a gift here to share, and recognizing that we all contribute in the sisterhood. We all have a gift to share, and we're all important. Our voices are important, and to not discount our voice because we think somebody else is better than us. That's not really true. And it's a false image that we have, that we kind of carry, that competitiveness. Then we really need to let that go. Well, we're going to move into our last break. This is Chris Stainis with Voices of Women. We'll be back shortly and continue our conversation.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and we're talking with the co-authors of 20 Beautiful Women, Saba Tekel and Danita Austin, when they're two of the authors. So there's 20 women telling their stories. We've been talking about, we were talking about sisterhood and why that's important. So I would love for you to share how you are developing sisterhood.
Saba, you can go first if you like.
Okay, sure. So how I'm developing sisterhood, of course, is with the book, but with an event that we have coming up. Now, this is going to be our first event of many. It's going to be held at East West Bookstore here in Seattle, Washington, in the north end of Seattle. I believe it's on Roosevelt Way, March 25th at 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8:30 p.m. And what me and Denise are creating is a healing circle. And not only are we speaking or sharing our story, we're going to invite other women to speak and share their story so we can continue to allow women, not even allow, just continue to give people permission, I guess that's a good word to say, to share their story and feel empowered. And that's how I believe we're creating sisterhood right now.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any groups going yet. Are you hoping from that to create a support circle of women getting together regularly? How do you envision this?
Well, one of my co-authors in this next volume, she has something that happens weekly, and I wouldn't say that I was the spawn of it, but I know that her being part of this book gave her an ideal to do the same. And me personally, I don't think I'll be having group circles. I definitely plan to keep having to have events, and it will circle around sisterhood, and it will continue to do through the books, but nothing specific and nothing set as of right now. I don't have anything ongoing.
Well, and you don't know what might develop. You're getting women together, at East West on Wednesday night, and something may evolve out of that. Sometimes you don't know what will your, it's an evolution too. Danita, how about you?
Currently, I'm working on a project called WeHub, and it stands for Women Empowerment Hub. It's going to launch May 1st. And it's an online destination for women empowerment. So that basically consists of events and programs and discussions and memberships and things like that. And basically, it's just empowering women through social positive engagement. So it launches May 1st. It's actually on the website if you want to learn more. And it's going to take some time to really get the word out and to be able to explain what the goals are. And actually, it's just a matter of bringing women together in different cities and being able to hear some of the issues that we're having so we can create solutions.
So are you going to take it to different cities, or is this going to be an online thing?
Oh, no. WeHub is just the destination online to get all the information. The events will be in different cities face-to-face. The hub is just a portal for you to retrieve the information. So if you're looking for a women empowerment event in Boston, then you go online and you look and see if something's listed for Boston. So basically, it's just a portal for you to be able to gather all of your information to see exactly where you would like to go or where you would like to participate in. But everything falls under the umbrella of women empowerment.
And does that mean that if I have an event in Seattle, it would be something I could post there for people, for your people on your website?
Yeah.
To find? So it's open for people to not just your events, but yeah. Well, great. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's another thing, too, is that it's really hard to find women empowerment events. You see a lot of conferences, you see a lot of gatherings here and there, but my goal was to create one central location that had a whole listing of all the events in different cities. And like I said, it's going to take some time, but I definitely wanted to be able just to be that portal.
Yeah, we'll have to get Woman Wisdom up there because we do a lot in Seattle of a variety of things that, that happen.
Oh, awesome.
Not just our conference. Our main core is our conference, but we do things. Even a drum circle is a, you know, we do women dances and drum circles is a, ends up being a support circle too. There's many, many ways to have support circles or getting gathering together for sisterhood. So, yeah, love to talk to you about that. So, so and in all this is, I think one of your goals is to help women find their passion and purpose in life. And what more can you say about that in your ending, you know, in our last couple minutes of time here for people?
Sava?
Oh, sure. I think it's important that we find our passion, our purpose in life, because it does, it brings fulfillment. And I think sometimes people literally live every day wondering if something's missing. And I know for me, and I think I can speak for all of the women and part of all the series that are going to come out in this in 20 Beautiful Women volumes, is that peace, and peace, passion, and purpose is what was missing in their lives. So that's why I started the book around it. But that's it. You know, we all feel like there's something missing. And I believe that's, and that's, I know from experience, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And so what word of advice for them to find their purpose would you give people?
Finding their, you know, a purpose is always going to be unique per individual. For me, it was through my pain. And there's a gift in that. And that it's hard to say when you're going through it, really hard. And I would hate to be the person to tell you that there's a gift in your pain, but there is. And that's been my experience. And that's been an experience for a lot of women that I associate myself with and taking on and, you know, even writing about it. We found our pain through our purpose. And that's where I would say that. You may find it in your pain, and it may be somewhere else, and only you will know. And like Danita said, you know, previously, you know, you got to go alone. You got to be alone. You have to carry yourself, and you'll find it. Yeah. You'll find it through that way as well.
Mm-hmm. And Danita?
Finding your support circle as well, because I know that being able to collaborate with Saba, she was able to give me a voice for my story. And to me, that formed a sisterhood. And I think that that's important, too, as far as doing that research, finding those groups that you need to find that's going to speak to your heart and that's going to be able to allow you to shine.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. And Saba and Danita.
Thank you.
Yeah. So everybody, check out their event March 25th at East West Bookshop in Seattle. Next Wednesday, and you can find that on their website, East West Bookshop, and also take a look at their websites, sabatekel.com and danitaaustin.com, and find out more about the work that they're doing and check out their book, The 20 Beautiful Women. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of the Woman Wisdom Conference and the organization in Seattle, and also have a Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. This is another inspirational book of women's stories, of some of our talks from our conference, art and poetry, and just many, many different ways of defining and sharing the divine feminine in all of us. So you can find that book at our website, womanofwisdom.org, because when you purchase it from us, it benefits Woman of Wisdom a little bit more than like an Amazon sale. But of course, it's always available on Amazon. And also, you can look at my website, chrysalisleadership.com. I have empowerment circles for women, and I have a circle leadership webinar course that I, as the I put on quarterly. I'll be doing some more soon. So if you would love to contact me, you can do that through my website, chrysalisleadership.com. So this is the end of the show, and I'm so glad you have spent the time with us and with Saba and Danita, and hope everyone has a great Equinox weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.